and Norm Shealy.
NormShealy.com.
You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and tonight I have with us John Monroe, and we're going to talk about the work of Dr. Deborah Banker and self-help vision care. How are you, John?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Oh, no problem.
Some important work Dr. Banker did. Before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about why I'm interviewing you instead of Dr. Banker? And a little bit about her work and where to find information online about her.
Well, you're having me on the air tonight because Dr. Banker passed away, May 17, 2007. She had breast cancer and ended up getting the best of her. She battled with it for about 5 years, using a lot of holistic alternative approaches, and then it went away for a while, and it came back, and it was more aggressive, and it just... took over and got the best of her. So I've been doing the radio shows for her since then.
What's your connection with her?
Well, I met Dr. Banker in 1992, and I started working with her August 1st, roughly 1993. And I've been working with her every day as a publicist, travel agent, associate, clinic, working in the clinic, building devices for her that she's created, just about everything she needed, you know, ordering products, business manager, a lot of different aspects of things I did for her.
Okay. So where can we find information about her?
We have a website. It's drbanker.com, drbanker.com. And we have a voicemail. It's 310-317-2119, and if you ever need to reach me here in Boulder, my number is 303-494-4532.
Thank you, John. So let's get started. So tell me a little bit about what was her work about?
Well, when I met her, I was having some eye problems from radial keratotomy. It was a surgery to improve eyesight, and they were doing this back in the late 70s, probably 1980. They started doing this, 79. And I had it done to both eyes. I was about a minus 8 in each eye, very nearsighted. And I had heard very little about any eye exercises or any other approach to improving your eyesight besides just wearing your glasses and going with that, or, you know, you could do this radial keratotomy. So I did it. It improved my eyesight about 50%. I still had to wear glasses, but the lenses were thinner, and I could wear contact lenses because it helped my astigmatism.
Okay, what did you do when you say you did it? What did you do?
Well, I went into the surgical room, and a doctor did RK surgery on me, radial keratotomy.
Okay.
And they put little slices in your cornea, like cutting up a pie. And they put 16 little slices on each cornea, and then they would put some gauze over your eyes and then a patch over your eye. And the patch would push the gauze down a little bit, which would push on the cornea and help flatten it. And you had to wear these things for like 3 days. You know, you could take them off after 24 hours for a few minutes and take a break here and there. And as the cornea heals, it's a little flatter, and it helps your vision see better. But it was kind of a crude way of doing this. Nowadays, they do LASIK surgery, but you have to be, minus 4 or below to have LASIK. And if you're over that, they still do the RK, too.
Have you used her treatments? And if you did, what did you do?
Well, what happened to me is I had this surgery done, and it improved my eyesight 50% or so, and I went on with my life, and I was living out in Los Angeles. And in 1989, I woke up one morning, and the visual field in my left eye was half black. Half of the field was just black. And I didn't know what happened. You know, I'm just sitting there looking out of my eye, and the field, half of my whole visual field in my left eye was black. So I went to the doctor, the hospital, and the guy said, you've had a severe detached retina. And I had to have retinal surgery on that eye a few days later. They have to do it right away. And that was a real experience, you know, if you've ever had detached retina surgery, it's kind of a weird process. And so then I had that done. I had to go home and lay on my side for a couple weeks. I had this gas bubble in my eye and help hold the retina up and let it heal back. And then that, you know, it healed up. I couldn't see out of my eye for probably 6 months to a year. And then my left eye, 6 months after I had that surgery, my left eye detached. Had a detached retina. I was at a restaurant having a bowl of soup, and my right eye just started getting all blurry and messed up. So I had to have retinal surgery on that eye. And then a friend of mine introduced me to Dr. Banker after that. And I had met her and told her, look, I had all this retinal surgery, and you know, was there anything to help me with that? And I did some treatments with her SEEDS device. It's a device she created, subtle electromagnetic energy delivery system. And also she had Chinese herbs that I was taking. There's one called Qju Di Hong Wan, and it's real good for the retina, nourishing it. And, you know, some diet changes. I was doing eye exercises, and my eyes were coming along, and I was going back for eye exams, and my doctor was saying, you know, your retina's healing up really well. You know, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm doing these treatments and with electromagnetic fields and subtle energy frequencies from this machine, and I'm also taking these certain herbs. And when I showed them to him, he didn't even pay much attention to the herbs and really didn't listen to much of what I was saying about the treatments Dr. Banker was doing, because basically all he knows about is doing surgery, you know. So Dr. Banker was doing everything with holistic alternative approaches, complementary medicine, you know, to reverse problems in people.
So what is the SEEDS? What did that do? I'm very interested in the machine.
Well, the SEEDS device creates electromagnetic fields and subtle energy frequencies, and it works at a subatomic level.
What kind of frequencies? Is it?
I really can't tell you what that is, but,
okay.
You know, it's kind of a trade secret. Yeah, I know what these are, but what they do is...
You need to answer my questions, though, about that on the radio. I mean, what kind of... what is it? Is it... Everybody else has frequency machines, too. What makes it any different? Is it pulse?
I think it's the way that we create the frequencies and the electromagnetic fields, and it doesn't use a pulse. It's just a steady flow of energy. And what it does is the electromagnetic fields charge up the electromagnetic fields of the atoms in your cells. And when you get the atoms charged up, when you have damaged cells, you got damaged atoms. And when you can charge up these atoms, the magnetic field, they start to divide. And when the atoms start dividing, the cells start growing again. So it actually helps to regrow tissue and to heal up tissue.
So
what these treatments do.
And you don't have to tell me the exact, because I understand if you know the exactness of the energy is meant to be exact, you know. So I understand if you don't want to give us that. But I mean, what range of hertz is it?
We've really never measured the range of it. It works more like pranic energy, you know, the energy of the body, and it's kind of like how solar energy helps plants grow. And it's kind of in the same process. It helps cells start growing again. It takes swelling out of cells.
So I have tons of frequency machines at home. I'm so interested in them. I love them.
Right.
How did you decide what frequency you were going to use?
Well, when I met her, she was only using one frequency.
Uh-huh.
And the machine uses different colors in it. As time went by, she started using different colors, and the different colors would create different frequencies.
Okay.
And your chakras have different colors to them, like the top of your head's white, your heart is red. So she had different colors to create different energy frequencies, because when you change the color in the machine, It changes the frequency.
So she puts a light in there in your eye and uses color therapy? Is that
no, there's you just lay down and there's electro pads that are, you know, we put over the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We also put them over the liver and the kidneys. We also have a drain device where we can drain off excess energy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll hook that on people's feet while we're doing the treatment.
Okay.
And you just sit there and relax, and you know, you can get up and take a break, but if you can really relax and just sleep or, you know, be really calm and absorb the energy, it works a lot better than if you're, you know, excited or upset
uh-huh.
or worried about something. It really helps a lot just to be in a good mood and totally relaxed when you do these type of treatments.
Does it zap like a blood zapper or like
no.
unit, so it just puts that energy there and you really don't feel it?
No, it's just an electrode, and, you know, your eyelid might twitch a little, and,
uh-huh.
and the tissue around the eye gets a little warm. The pads get a little warm after a while.
Does it have polarity to it?
No.
So no magnetism in it, just the electrical...
It's an energy.
Some kind of pulse.
It's energy,
it.
Basically. It's an energy uh-huh. fields, magnetic fields that come out from the pad. And they go
magnetic
into the tissue.
Magnetic fields or energy
yeah.
fields? I'm just trying to
It's an energy, but it's a magnetic field. And
so
this field charges up the
it,
atom.
Right? Is it a negative or positive charge? Just curious.
It's probably a positive charge. Because, you know, we're using energy. When we drain energy off, it's more of an electric negative type drain that we're using.
Okay. All right, so what happened after you, how long did you do this and what happened to your eyes?
Well, the treatments are 3 hours, and then you take a break for an hour and you do 3 more hours. Sometimes we can break a treatment up where you do it for 2 hours and then you take a half-hour break, do another 2 hours, take another half-hour break, and then do another 2 hours. And
mm-hmm.
the tissue in my retina was healing up very quickly. You know, it was strengthening and getting thicker, and the doctor would look in my eye, my surgeon that did the retinal surgery, and he was just like, man, your retinas are really healing up really good and look great. You know, what are you doing? So basically it's all about regrowing tissue and healing up cells and taking swelling out of cells and opening up circulation in the eye.
How long did it, so how is your vision now and how long did it take to get?
Well, after I did these treatments, I could see good and I was back to work. I was working at the motion picture studios in California as a motion picture studio grip. And I was back to work in 1992. I started back there. In 91, I was working. And I was doing fine. And then in 1993, my pressures went up in my eyes. You know, the eye pressure went up.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that happened was I developed pigmentary glaucoma. And that was from the RK surgery also. And basically, this is why my eyes detached. You know, I was very nearsighted. And nearsighted people, if you're a minus 8 or higher, you're prone to having a detached retina. Because the eye gets shaped more like an egg. You know, it gets elongated when you're nearsighted or farsighted. And it's not round like a golf ball.
Did you have any symptoms that happened before it detached?
Well, the night before, I was sitting in the living room, and I, you know, when I would close my eyes and or something, I would see these little flashes of light. They looked like lightning going off.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure what it was. You know, I'd never seen it before. But the doctor told me, yeah, that's what you see, you know, when your retina's thinning and can possibly tear. You'll see these, like, little flashes in your sight when your eyes are closed. And they look like little lightning bolts going off. Kind of like lightning going, you know.
So how long did you do her treatment? Did you do supplements with it, too?
Yeah, I was using, like I said, the Qiujiu Dihang Wan. It's a Chinese herbal medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a lot of carrot and apple juice, spinach, a lot of different things like that to help nourish the eye. And I was taking hawthorn berry to help open up the blood vessels in the retina to increase circulation to the eye. So, you know,
so
there's a lot of different
of
things you can do.
What did you take?
What?
What kind of dosages did you take?
Well, the Qiujiu Dihang Wan, they're little round pills, a little bigger than a BB. And I was taking eight of those three times a day, and they're made from roots of plants, and you know they're a natural type of product. They're not a pharmaceutical drug. They're from China.
Were there other side effects that people would need to worry about if they did this?
Now when I met Dr. Banker, she was using these Chinese herbal medicines, and over the years that I've been working with her, I've never seen anybody have a problem with them.
Okay. Do you know if they had any, if they opened up and dilated blood vessels, is that what this particular thing did?
I was using the hawthorn berry for that. That was another.
And what did these other things do?
What, the hawthorn?
The Chinese herbs, what did they do?
The hawthorn berry is, I was getting those. They were from China, and they helped increase circulation to the retina. So when you get more blood flowing into the retina, the tissue can heal up better. And, I mean, there's all types of things the Chinese have for glaucoma. The Shihu, He Guang Wan is how you pronounce it. And that's little round pills, and you can take those we use those for inflammation of the eye, iritis.
That's what I wanted to know. They do inflammation, they control
glaucoma, yeah.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
How do they help glaucoma? How do they work on a
Well,
on
they
the,
nourish the Schlemm's canal and the iris. That's the Shihu Yiguang Wan is for the iritis, glaucoma, different types of problems with the iris. And then there's also eye drops for cataracts they have. They also have tablets for cataracts. The Zhang Yang Ming are little tablets. You take four of them twice a day. And they have all types of Chinese herbs for all kind of problems. Your kidneys, things to nourish your kidneys, your liver. Dr. Banker also had her own herb blends that she would make. And one was Cirque de Solation. That was for opening circulation. She has the Serene Mix for calming and helping you relax, the Body Toner and Cleanser for detoxifying and cleaning your blood and, you know, detoxifying the whole body. We also have a liver cleanse and rejuvenation product that we've helped people get rid of hepatitis C and a lot of different problems with the liver cleanse.
Do you have a physician there now? At the clinic?
Well, I have a doctor. I don't have a clinic right now, but I do have an ophthalmologist in Boulder where I can take people to be examined and diagnosed, and, he's seen a few of the people that we've been working with.
I guess the reason that I want to know about these herbs, because I believe in herbs, but I also know, you know, herbs are powerful medicine, so how does someone know that it's okay to just order something and not have that herbal conflict with something that they already have? Like, if they take, let's just use hawthorn since we know what that does. It dilates that, you know, it helps open up the vessels. So if somebody already has low blood pressure and takes that, what about the other herbs like that? How do they know it's okay for their health?
Well, you should never take, if you're taking different herbs, you should never do them at the same time. I mean, you could take some hawthorn berry in the morning. You know, a couple hours go by, then you could take some other type of herb. And when you take herbs, you should take them for a week and then stop for a few days. And then, you know, take them for another week, stop for a few days. That way you won't build up an immunity to them. And Dr. Banker, I mean, we use these all the time for people. And that's how I learned about them from her. She studied Chinese medicine, medicine of Tibet, medicine of India. You know, she was an acupuncturist and an herbologist. Nutritionalist, a general practitioner. She had all kind of degrees and all types of things.
Okay, let's move over to her eye exercises for a little bit. Tell us why we need to do eye exercises and where these exercises need to take place on the eye. And does it matter, I know when you're massaging, does it matter if you do it clockwise or counterclockwise?
Mm-hmm. Well, she developed a self-help vision care kit. She was, you know, working on that when I met her, and I helped her a lot with that. And it covers a whole range of eye exercises for nearsighted, farsighted, presbyopia. The kit contains a manual. There's a DVD. There's four CDs in there. There's an eye chart to check your distance vision. There's a near vision card.
It's a good kit.
For checking your reading vision. Yeah. Did you see it?
It's an excellent kit. But
yeah,
I'd like
for you
to describe to the people what kind of things they would learn from using if they ordered this kit. What kind of things could you expect them to learn to do out of here? Give us some examples.
Well, you learn how to improve your eyesight and your night vision. You can improve lazy eye. It's for nearsighted, farsighted, presbyopia. That's trouble reading. There's eye exercises. It also covers acupressure points that you can work on. You just press with your finger on and off, and you rub them. It goes into reflexology for the feet and the ear. There's a circular massage. There's a whole section in there on diet, nutrition, supplements, you know, good foods to eat for the eyes, the bad foods.
What are good foods to eat for the eyes?
Yeah. Say coffee is full of tannic acid, and, you know, it can have caffeine or not. The caffeine's not good either. But the tannic acid in coffee and tea and chocolate is very bad for your eyes. It's bad for your liver. It constricts all your little blood vessels.
So what's good? What should we be eating?
You can have, herbal, the natural teas, you know, like green tea, raspberry tea, blueberry tea is real good for your eyes, you know. You can get these by, like, Celestial Seasoning makes these, you know.
Do you have a vitamin or supplement protocol? Did she have a protocol that she would put people on this much of this every day or this much of that every day?
Well, yeah, a good vitamin mineral complex that's made from plants. And you don't want vitamins that have minerals in them from rocks and shells. You want vitamins that are non-processed and they're made from fruits and plants and they're, you know, organic. And you want the minerals to be from the plants. Because like a lot of the vitamins, they're made from different things, and especially the minerals, they come from shells and rocks, and your body doesn't absorb those; they just stay in your bloodstream. And also supplements like Eye Bright, bilberry, blueberries. You know, all your berries are good for the eyes. Spinach, all your greens and reds and different types of vegetables. And one problem that people have is blood cell aggregation, that's blood cell clumping. And the red blood cells clump together kind of like a roll of coins put together, you know, like in a sleeve, you know, when you put a quarters mm-hmm. in a roll. Well, your blood cells can clump up like that. And then when they go through these little fine blood vessels in your body, they can't get through the capillaries and they can clog up the vessel. A lot of times in the eye, the blood vessels can clog up and burst.
So what does she do for that?
Well, a lot of animal fats, canola oil, and soy oil, everybody thinks soy is so great, but the soy oil, they cause blood cell aggregation or clumping. They cause the blood cells to stick together. Also alcohol, sugar, and also sitting under fluorescent light bulbs. And if you're on a computer with an LED screen, the radiation from the fluorescent light bulbs and the computer screen can cause your red blood cells to stick together. That's why after you're working all day and you're in an office with a bunch of fluorescent lights, you get tired and just kind of run down over the day. So she always talked about that.
If you have that problem, do you do proteolytic enzymes? Do you do peroxide therapy? Do
those could help.
Acids? Well,
amino acids.
Which
one thing
do you take
that
and how much? What kind of dosages?
One thing that I found that we're using for blood cell clumping, you can have a test done, a live cell analysis, you know, to see if they just take some of your blood and look at it under a microscope and see if you have this clumping. And everybody, you know, could get that checked out. You just have to find a place that does a live cell analysis.
I think SpectraCell probably does that.
Right. But what we found is a thing called Stem Enhance and Stem Flow. It's a product that's made from a blue-green algae, and it's an element in the algae, and it releases more adult stem cells into your bloodstream, out of your bone marrow, when you take this stuff each day. You take like two capsules of the Stem Flow, which mm-hmm. is a digestive enzyme, And then a half hour later, you take two of the Stim Enhance. And you might do that, you know, 3 to 4 times a day.
So it's a digestive enzyme that causes
the stem flow,
stem cells to grow?
No, the stem flow, when you take the digestive enzyme, it gets in your stomach and gets into your acids and things. And then when you take the Stim Enhance capsules, it helps your body absorb the Stim Enhance better. That's why you take the digestive enzyme. But that product's real good. I've seen a lot of problems heal up. It takes a little time, you know, 3 to 6 months before you really start seeing things. But, joint pain. And
which enzyme? Is it a digestive enzyme or a proteolytic enzyme?
Digestive enzyme, the stem
which
flow.
Which one is it?
The stem flow.
No, which enzyme is it?
I'm not sure. I haven't found out about all that. But,
okay.
You know, we have been using this. And, you know, and changing your diet, getting off the red meat, you know, too much animal fat, you know, the canola oil, the soy oil, the sugars, the alcohol, things like that. You know, if you have fluorescent lighting in your office, you could put in full spectrum lighting, which is a lot better for you.
And where would you get that from?
Oh, most hardware stores have full spectrum lighting. You know, you can get them in fluorescent bulbs.
Oh, you can just get the bulbs and change out the bulbs?
Yeah, just change your lights.
Okay.
Full spectrum lighting is a lot better for you. And, you know, on a computer, it's better to use a flat panel monitor instead of the LED monitor. You know, those big monitors like a TV set?
Yeah.
It's like having your face in front of the TV. You know, it puts out radiation. It's hard on you. It can, you know, even cause types of cancer.
Let's talk about glasses. How do you get off of glasses?
Well, the way we do this is you learn these eye exercises, and there's charts in the kit. In the back of the book, there's a big E eye chart, and you take it out of the book, and you unfold it, and you go have it laminated down at Kinko's. And you take this chart, and you put it 20 feet away from you. You can check your distance vision. It has the big E on top, and it goes all the way down to 20/20. So say you're nearsighted. What you'll do is in the book, in the front of the book, there's a forward page. And on that page, it'll say nearsighted, myopia. And you'll look to the right of that. It'll have different page numbers to go to for these different exercises to do. And the problem is you have 8 outer eye muscles that attach to the eyeball, and they attach to the inner socket of the eye. And these muscles move your eyes up and down, left and right, in circles. You know, it moves your eye all around. And these muscles can tighten up. And when they tighten up, they hold tension. They're the only muscle in the body that does this. And what they do is they can either push the eye forward, causing farsightedness, or there's muscles that actually go around the top and bottom of the eye. They can tighten up and squeeze the eye, make it more elongated like an egg shape, and cause nearsightedness. And there's a diagram of this in the book. I don't know if you saw that. But it'll have like a farsighted eye, a normal eye, and then a nearsighted eye. So the reason your prescriptions get stronger and stronger is these muscles will tighten up, hold tension, and you'll be a minus 1.5, say. So maybe a year or two goes by, and, you know, your glasses are a little blurry and you can't see good. So the doctor will give you a 2.0 prescription, you know, minus 2.0, and then you can see better. But what's happening is those muscles tighten up, and then they'll tighten up some more. And then they can tighten up more. And the more they tighten up over the years, the worse your vision gets because it's changing the shape of your eye more. So there are eye exercises you can do to loosen these muscles up. It gets the tension out of the muscle. And when you do that, it stops squeezing or pushing the eye forward, and your eye just starts going back to a normal round shape.
So when you're doing the eye... I'm sorry, go ahead.
As your eye goes back to a normal round shape, your vision improves. So you'll do an eye exercise, you check your vision with the big E chart, then you do an eye exercise, and then you check your vision again, and you'll start seeing that chart better. And there's different eye exercises for nearsightedness. There's different ones for presbyopia.
How long do you have to, and I looked at this video, and so you have to look up or to the right or to the left or follow shapes with your eyes.
Right.
How long do you do these things each
Well,
day?
The directional eye exercises or the yoga eye exercises you were looking at, You look up and down. You hold your head still, and you look up as far as you can and down as far as you can. You go up, down, up, down. You might do that 30 times. And then you look as far to your left as you can and all the way to your right with your eyes. And you go left, right, left, right. And you might do that 30 times. And as you do that, it stretches these eye muscles. And you can go in circles to the right. You can go in circles to the left. You can go up and down at an angle to the right, up and down at an angle to the left, kind of like an X shape. You can do figure eight. Imagine an eight on its side. And, you know, you kind of roll your left eye around and you make your eye right eye roll around and your left eye rolls around, kind of like a figure eight on its side. And
okay.
Those exercises.
How long do you do that every day?
Well, you know, when you start seeing your vision improving, you can do it, you know, you don't want to overdo it and make your eyes sore, but you could do it once, two, maybe even three times a day. I do them when I get up in the morning. I'm just laying in bed. When I wake up, I do them. Or if I'm sitting at my desk, just sitting here and I'll take a break, I do my eye exercises.
What about...
But there's a lot more than just the yoga exercises for the eye. There's,
well, tell us.
There's an Ayurvedic exercise you can do. There's a chart in there. It says Ayurvedic exercise. There's a Tibetan eye exercise on the back of that for improving your reading vision. There's a fusion eye exercise. There's eccentric circles that you can do. There's a thumb push-up. There's a lot of different ones in the kit that you can learn about.
So does it? Do you continue wearing your glasses throughout this?
Yeah, now...
How do you know when it's time to stop wearing them?
Well, one thing that you have to do, when you can see 20/20 with your glasses or contacts, it's time to reduce the prescription about a half a diopter. Some people even go a whole diopter. And that's your, like, if you're a minus 2, you might get some new glasses that are minus 1.50. And when you put those on, you'll be able to read the 20/30 line, a couple lines up the chart. But as you do the eye exercises, pretty soon you're reading the 20/20 line again. So you go and you order another pair of glasses, and you knock off another half a diopter. And when you put those on, the same thing. You'll be able to read the 20/30 line on the eye chart, but as you work with the exercises, pretty soon you're seeing 20/20 again. And that's called lens reduction or lens refraction, and it's a very important part of this. And there's a section in the book that, you know, talks about this whole process.
So let's talk about her Ionic Cleanser. What is that?
Ion Cleanse, that's on our website. All these products, the herbs, the kit, the Ion Cleanse, the Two of Iso, all these are on our website. You can look at them. And the Ion Cleanse is a device that, it's a foot bath. You put your feet in a tub of water.
A foot bath, okay.
And there's a device, and you can program it for positive or negative and how long you want it to run. And you put a part of the device in the water. It's called an array. And when this thing comes on, it creates ions in the water. And you put just a little bit of salt in the warm water, and your feet are in this tub. And you can actually see things start coming out of your feet when you do this. And it pulls out, the ions go through your feet that are created by the device, and they pull out bacteria, toxins, heavy metals. They oxygenate the blood. They kill ringworms, pinworms, all types of parasites. And it's
what
an amazing
treatment.
What kind of
salt do you use in it?
We just use sea salt.
Have you noticed that when you change, I have to ask you this because it's something I think about sometimes. Have you noticed when, if you ever changed the kind of salt that you use?
No, we just use the sea salt. It works fine. We don't use ionized, you know, salt, but sea salt we like.
Because I've noticed that when you, not you, but just generally when people have ionic foot baths, what's actually changing the color is the particles in the water. It, you can't see the thing that comes out your feet.
Well, when it starts...
If you were to change that foot bath and put baking soda in it, which is salt too, it would still run the voltage up, but it wouldn't change colors. Mm. What it does is when the pores open up, it kind of gives you a current and pushes stuff out the bottom of your feet. So I just have to say that because that's
well, you can
what's
you can put an array in the water with a little salt and don't even put your feet in there, and it will change the color of the water. But when you do these treatments, the water can turn orange, greenish color, can turn black. There'll be fat floating on the water. You can see all these different things that come out of your body. And one thing about it is there's a chart that comes with it and shows you the different colors, and it talks about, well, this is from the liver, this is from joints, you know, this is from the blood. These are different colors that'll come out in the water. But we have stuck the array in the water without anybody's feet in it, and it turns it kind of a yellowish-brown
mm-hmm.
color.
And it bubbles up.
Yeah.
Because I have one of those. I didn't know that's what it was. But I don't understand how it changes to positive or negative charge. How does it do that?
Well, on the if you look on our website, we have a real good model. We sell, like, the really high-end models. One of them on the website is $3,000, and a lot of practitioners and doctors use them, people that do a lot of these treatments. There's places you can go, like the mall up here in Cherry Creek and outside of Denver. I live in Boulder, Colorado. In the mall, they have a place right in the mall you can go in, and they must have 10 of these machines sitting there,
mm-hmm.
and people go in there, you know, right there at the mall and do these.
So how do you know whether you wanted a positive or negative charge?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, the girl that works with me, Jean Mainzer, she used to work with Dr. Banker in her clinic, and she's a certified kinesiologist. And she knows more about the ion cleanse than I do. She's the one that does the treatment. She's the one to talk to if you want to buy one of these. Her phone number is on our website on that page, on the ion cleanse page. And she could tell you more about the positive and negative, but it depends on what you want to do with it. The way I could, you know, see from what she does, like if you want to work more on the liver, or if you want to work more on joints or ligaments, or, you know, what you want to do with it. That's what she does with that.
And it's got two different switches that you flip.
Yeah, there's
or
a few switches,
one?
And you can have it. You can have it do like 15 minutes on positive, and then it'll change over into 15 minutes on negative. So you
mm-hmm.
can kind of program it to do what you
okay.
want.
Okay, John. We'll take a. Take a couple minutes just again to tell us where to find you in case somebody wants to order something.
Yeah, our website is drbanker.com, drbanker.com. And my office number in Boulder is 303-494-4532. And we do have a voicemail we've had for years, 310-317-2119. And we do all our orders by phone. We don't use a shopping cart because I need to talk to people and see if they're, you know, a good candidate for this and what their mindset's about and what they're
well,
into.
The book is a very good book.
It's excellent.
I wish that... You had a little bit more information about the science of it, but I have to tell people the book is a very good book.
Well, it's not brain surgery. I mean, this isn't
well,
real hard
to
learn. You know,
it's not hard to learn, yeah. But some people need some convincing that, you know, how this stuff works in the body.
Well, I just explained all that with eye exercises, the muscles you're working on. When you can't read good, there's a muscle around the lens in your eye, behind your pupil and iris. It's called the ciliary body. And when you read small print, the brain sends a signal to that muscle and tightens it around the lens, and it makes your lens bulge out to focus. It's a focusing mechanism in your eye. And when people sit and stare at what they're reading, when you read, you shouldn't sit and stare at what you're reading at one distance from your eyes. The Chinese will read, and every 5 minutes or so, they'll move their head back from what they're reading. And they'll read like that for 5 minutes, and they'll move their head forward 5 inches and read. Then they'll move their head back, and they keep doing that. And in about a half hour, they stop, look out to the distance for a minute or so. And when you move your head back or forward, the brain has to move that muscle to refocus. But when you sit and stare at what you're reading one distance from your eyes, the muscle tightens up, and then it gets stuck there. And if you watch people read, they all sit and stare at what they're reading. And that's why so many people are in bifocals and trifocals. It's the way they read. You know, the Chinese, yeah. They don't hardly wear any glasses over there. Maybe 10% of their whole country wears any kind of glasses. And over here, it's over 50%. So there's
all
that.
It's a good book. It really is a good book.
It's an excellent, it's the best vision improvement kit on the market.
I haven't seen anything like it. It's a lot of detailed information about combinations of supplements, mm-hmm. combinations of amino acids, combinations of vitamins, how to do it, what not to do. It's a very good book.
Dr. Banker was a specialist, you know.
It's a good book. Okay, John, thank you for coming on tonight.
All right, no problem.
And good book. Good material.
All right, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
What's up, everybody? The State of Man. I'm